The recruiting and retaining of an adequate workforce continue to be a challenge for many community health centers. And many studies cite high turnover, and this has been reported by many community health centers, and this continues to be a problem. In general, community health centers require a stable and highly trained and fully engaged staff to provide effective levels of patient care. The competitive disadvantages not only result in significant vacancies, but also results in a growing number of health facilities that deny or delay services. This can worsen healthcare disparities in medically underserved communities. So, first of all, I would like to thank MedCentro, Consejo de Salud de Puerto Rico, for accepting the invitation to talk about workforce recruitment and retention. And as an introduction, we have the executive director and two members of his staff who are going to help us with this interview.
Yes,
in general, what populations do you serve at MedCentro, and how many clinical sites do you operate?
We operate five clinical sites, physical sites, and four mobile units.
And the type of
that includes one main center, four satellite centers, and four mobile units.
Okay, thank you very much. And I was reviewing some of the UDS data, and specifically the last report that is on HRSA's website. And I found out that last year, MedCentro served 43,859 people. Can you tell us what type of populations do you serve?
Yes. We are currently doing community health services. We are doing migrant and seasonal farm workers, and we are doing public housing as well. We are currently applying for homeless people. There is an announcement for new access points, and we are applying for homeless people. But that is not in yet.
Okay, all right. And the health centers in Puerto Rico, these clinical sites, are they in urban or rural areas or both?
Well, really, as the government classifies it, all Puerto Rico is urban area, except for two little towns up in the mountains. But de facto, we are currently serving rural areas. Villalba is a rural area, Juana Díaz is a rural area, and Peñuelas is a rural area as well.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, how many people does MedCentro employ?
There is a little floating population of employees, but usually the number is 320 people.
Okay, and based on the workforce and the number of patients that you serve, does MedCentro have ever implemented strategies to identify and recruit medical students?
No, not really, but we have an agreement with the School of Medicine, so they made a rotation with the doctors here in pediatrics, internal medicine, family medicine. Also, we have an agreement with the hospital for the residencies.
And dentist students as well.
And dentist students as well.
We have two universities. One is the Lutheran University the other one is the Recinto de Ciencias Médicas in Puerto Rico.
And the other one is the Recinto de Ciencias Médicas.
Yeah.
And when you are looking for pre-med students or if you have a job offer in general, what resources do you use to search for and generate a pool of candidates? Like, for instance, do you, you said that you reach out to clinical schools, but there are other, like, state and medical or dental associations or advertising, recruitment firms. What is the process?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Sure. That there are several resources that we can use to generate and search for a pool of candidates, like advertising, recruitment firms, state, medical, or dental associations. What is the process? How do you identify a new candidate for a position in general?
We use advertising.
Okay.
We do, in the newspaper, we place requests for positions, and it's We do it on a very, very regular basis.
Yeah.
Because of the turnover.
Also, we use the Colegio Médico.
Mm-hmm.
We use the Colegio Médico to announce positions, and it's really helpful.
All right. Do you have any contact, or do you ask for any help to the Asociación de Salud Primaria de Puerto Rico, the PCA in Puerto Rico?
No, we don't use the PCA.
Very, very seldom. And in fact, the PCA is not much involved into that.
No. Okay. Okay, great, thank you. And for medical students, now that you are planning to have these new agreements with universities, is there any specific requirement or qualification that they are going to need in the future?
No, not really.
Not really right now? Okay, and there is, when you offer like this, or if you offer these activities, are you going to offer them as a part-time activity, like a summertime opportunity, or as a regular activity?
Regular activity.
Regular.
Okay. And what type of activities an undergraduate medical student can do at a med center? Or like, for instance, can they do something like in a patient advocate or receptionist or health educator?
They help with the doctors. They, for example, provide education to the patients, or they used to discuss the case with the attending, or they can examine the patient with the attending. They use the patient with the attending.
Thank if you. They,
the patient consent with that.
Okay, thank you very much. And do you see any benefits or any challenges when hiring pre-med students for those positions?
No. Already we have two of our doctors where rotate, do a residency rotation here in the center. And it's now with us. Dr.
Avanch. I see.
She used to be a medical student, and then in the residency, she did the rotation, and now she's with us. She's a family medicine.
Okay.
In fact, one of our top physicians.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, in regards to public housing residents, do you recruit public housing residents for administrative positions?
If they qualify, we do.
Okay.
If they do, I mean, and in fact, we might even look at them with preference because it's from among the communities we serve. And in fact, we have a board member who represents that population.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. And what type of activities do they perform? Is like again, receptionist, community health outreach.
We had a doctor who came from public housing. Okay. He was an internist. So they, and we, when she applied, just because of the fact that she was from public housing, it was a very fair recruitment, but we kind of, that gave her like a leading edge over anyone under the same conditions. And she used to be with us for 3 years, then she moved on to her own office. But so it could be, the answer is it could be any position ranging from board of directors all the way down to janitorial services.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. And for any of these positions, does Med Central offer any training before they are hired or no?
Yes. They in fact, they are trained before they are hired, and that's a standard for procedure for all employees. We review our payments, our base salary, and we did a base salary adjustment. And it was adjust depending on whether it was they had a specialty or had any added value. Then we also added a once a year quality incentive program. It's a very aggressive quality incentive program. Altogether, the change implied it has a value of $1.8 million to cope with it. And because the organization had made it its reserve and has been very conservative about managing the funds, we were able to react economically very, very fast without affecting any of the operations. So the results of that plan was that now we have including a waiting list of, in some cases, there's a couple of specialties that been harder to recruit, but we have a waiting list of physicians who want to work with Med Central now.
Great. What do you think are the greatest specific to Health Center, both challenges and opportunities in regards to recruitment and retention? You know, for some it's the insurance coverage, for some it's the stability of having the administrative duties taken over. Can you talk a little bit about what makes Health Centers unique in the recruitment and retention space?
Well, one of them is the loan repayment program.
Mm-hmm.
That is really very, very extremely helpful. And when they receive this loan repayment, this is a tax-free money they are receiving, and really it's a very good compensation for them. And once they are in the institution, they kind of fall in love with the institution. And chances of turnover are lower. Secondly, the Federal TOS Claim Act coverage. It's a very attractive issue for the physicians because of the high level of lawsuits. It's not that the lawsuits are sustained in court, but it's the fact of going through the process sometimes what diminishes their attitude toward having that coverage, so that is very attractive. Third, and not less important, is the work environment. Med Centro has developed a unique culture, organizational culture, where employees feel they are coming to a very desirable workplace. Employees are very considerate. They are treated with high respect. The work environment is extremely nice to be in. So, and also, fourth, they see MedCentro as a very, very stable workplace. Whereas in the area, there is a joke, you know, sometimes people rush to the bank to change their paychecks to be first and make sure that there are enough funds to get paid. That doesn't happen in MedCentro. So that reputation of a very sound organization, very very patient oriented, that's one thing they do like. As I don't know if you know, but the healthcare reform, the Medicaid, state Medicaid, works by capitation, and not necessarily patients are receiving the healthcare they should be receiving, and that makes physicians very uncomfortable because they are required to provide very low services to patients in order to to have a higher capitation and less expenditures against that capitation. So that doesn't match their vocation of being physicians, and they see a safe haven in MedCentro.
Wonderful. Thank you. And my last question is related to things that you would like. Are there any trainings or tools or resources in general that would help you as you look at your recruitment and retention at MedCentro?
In fact, one of the things we always look for is benchmarks, where we can see, like, in the different states, what is happening. What the salaries are like, what the compensations are like, what are other people doing that we can learn from. That information is very useful for us because we can see what we are doing up here. Sometimes we might not even have to reinvent the wheel, you know, which is already invented. And somebody, let's say, in Oklahoma might be doing something, you know, oh, we didn't think of this. So sharing that information might be very useful for us, and as well, you know, maybe here down here in Puerto Rico, we are doing something that you know, might work somewhere else in any other state. We call Ponce the southernmost part of the United States. I'm not too sure. I think Virgin Islands is, but we usually call ourselves like that.
Great. Thank you very much, Jose. That's it for me.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Lydia. And you said there is Dr. Garcia with you. Is that right?
Yes, Dr. Willa Garcia. She's our medical director.
She's the medical director, right? And thank you very much for your time for this interview. And one more time, we appreciate all the help that we and support that we get from MedCentro every time that we need this type of information. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure, Jose. You've always been very supportive. We feel very motivated by the things you're doing, and anytime we can be of help, and we also learn from this as well.